Appreciate that. Appreciate the Lord. I tell you what, appreciate y'all's presence here tonight. But y'all pray for us for just a little bit. Well, we'll try to bring this out tonight. Amen. Might do a little teaching, but well, we just want to obey the Lord. Amen. Boy, I was just thinking, boy, at home, boy, what God's doing at Calvary Baptist Church. And boy, how he's a blessing around here. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
I mean, if you can't see that God's a working, something's wrong with you. Amen. I mean, buddy, God's a working around this place. God's a blessing in people's lives. God's a blessing in people's homes. God's blessing people on their job. I mean, buddy, that's what it's all about. But it's having the presence of God in our lives. Because I found out I need that, Brother Richard. I'm telling you, I need that every day. I need God's presence. I need to feel his presence. I need to know that God's with me. Why? Because if I don't, I may mess up. Somebody say it. Boy, I'm just a needy creature. I need to feel God in my life every day. And if I don't feel it, boy, I start praying. I want to know why. Because God's not slack. God wants to bless his people. But we've got to get in a position where God can. Somebody say it. Amen. We can't lay the blame at nobody's feet if God ain't blessing us.
Amen.
Amen. And that ain't even part of the message, but that'll be all right. Amen.
Amen.
2 Chronicles chapter number 7. And the Bible says this in verse number 1. Now when Solomon had made an end of praying, I want you to get a hold of this. Well, there's something about praying.
Right.
Hello. There is something truly special about praying. Somebody says, what do you mean? I mean, do you realize we don't come to God because of our righteousness, but we come to God because God allows us and because of his great mercy that he allows us to speak to him.
Amen.
Are you hearing me? And we take it for granted. We take it lightly. Now, when Solomon had made an end of praying, the fire came down from heaven. Somebody shout right there.
Amen.
How many of us tonight would like to feel a little fire from heaven?
Amen.
Well, I'm telling you what, if you want to feel a little fire from heaven, what you need a good old-fashioned prayer closet. You need to get along with God. You need to pray to God. And you need to stay there. Bless God till you hear from God. And then maybe a little fire come down from heaven in your life. Amen. A lot of times we sit back and we watch other people. We see other people. We hear them testify. We see God blessing them. And we wonder, why is that happening to them? And why it's not happening to me? Maybe because they've got a good prayer life.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Listen now. He said, now when Solomon had made an end of praying, the fire came down from heaven and consumed the burnt offering and the sacrifices and the glory of the Lord. What'd it do? Fill the house.
Amen.
Isn't that something? But I like what I see going on around Calvary Baptist Church.
Amen.
Somebody said, are we perfect? No.
No.
We got room for improvement, Brother Tracy? Yes. Starting at the pulpit down. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
We've all got room for improvement. We've all got room to move up. We've all got mistakes in our lives. Somebody say amen. But I'm telling you what, buddy, when the glory of God comes down and fills this place, buddy, you can recognize it. You know it's from God. There ain't no counterfeit. Somebody say
amen.
I know what a counterfeit looks like. I've been around enough counterfeits in my life. I must have to know what when I see one.
Amen.
Amen. I'm in the house of God when the glory came down, when the fire filled the room. Are you listening to it? Enough to know it when I see it. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. But listen now. Listen to what he said. He said, and the consumed sacrifice and the glory of the Lord filled the house, and the priest could not enter into the house of the Lord because the glory of the Lord had filled the Lord's house. Isn't that a blessing?
Amen.
Amen. And when all the children of Israel saw how the fire came down and the glory of the Lord upon the house, they bowed themselves with their faces to the ground upon the pavement and worshiped and praised the Lord, saying, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Somebody shout right there. I'm telling you, do some of us good, bless God, to get humble, to bow our face to the ground and realize we ain't nothing but little old man, and God's still God. He's a holy God. He's a righteous God. He's a sanctified God. He deserves our He deserves honor. He deserves glory. And bless God, we ought to recognize that he's still sitting on the throne. He's still in control. He's still got this thing just where he wants it. Somebody shout right there. Bless God, the devil ain't shipped nothing bad. And this world ain't gone no further. He knows of hell. God's in control of this thing. Buddy, we need to recognize that. Amen.
Amen.
Now go down to verse number 12. Solomon here done built the house of God. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
But he began to pray. He began to pray about things in the house of God. But about things how God's house is a holy place.
That's right. Amen.
God's house is a special place.
Amen.
Somebody said, oh, it's just a building. No, it's not.
Come on.
Right.
I said, no, it's not.
Amen.
This ain't just some ordinary building.
Nope.
This ain't some warehouse.
Nope.
This ain't some restaurant.
Come on.
Amen. Amen. This ain't some dance hall.
Bless
God, this is a house of God. Somebody shout
that.
That's a special place.
Yes.
Back in what, 1964, I believe it was, probably had a church dedication when they had the house of God built.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Am I talking right? Oh, yes, a special place. That's the house of God. This ain't just somewhere you come. Come as you are, leave as you came. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Y'all know I'm telling it right.
Amen.
Amen. And the Lord appeared, verse 12, to Solomon by night and said unto him, I have heard thy prayer and have chosen this place to myself for an house of sacrifice. Somebody said, oh, this is better than sacrifice. It is. I'm telling you right now, sometimes you've got to sacrifice things in your life being obedient to God.
Amen.
He said, if I shut up heaven, that there be no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people, if my people, which are called by my name, somebody say amen.
Amen.
Who's he talking to, Brother Tracy? He's not talking to the sinner, friend.
Amen.
He's not talking to the world out there.
Amen.
He's talking to the children of God. He's talking to you that's born again.
Amen.
You that's saved. You that's washed in the blood. You that's a child of God. He's talking to the church.
Amen.
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 My people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves. Uh-oh.
Right.
Got to get rid of a pride, church.
Amen.
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 You young boys, hear me now. Can you hear me? Got to get rid of a pride.
Right.
Young ladies, can you hear me? Got to get rid of a pride. Am I talking right?
Right?
Mamas and daddies, can you hear me? We got to get rid of a pride.
Amen.
He said, if my people, which are called by my name, would humble themselves.
Right.
Maybe we're not getting the rain in our life because we ain't too humble.
Come on.
Right.
And pray. There it is again, praying. Hello. And seek my face. But as I begin to pray, I said, Lord, I really don't know exactly what you want me to preach. I'm praying, I'm studying. But Lord, I ain't got nothing right now. But Lord, I'm seeking your face. He said, that's what you need to do.
Amen.
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 But we as the children of God need to seek the face of God, to seek his direction in our lives, to seek his leadership in his guidance, and to seek his blessings. Are you listening to me? Seek God's face and seek his protection.
Amen.
Amen. He said, listen, if my people, which you call by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face. Got to seek the face of God.
Yes, sir.
Amen. And turn from their wicked ways.
Yeah.
Wonder who he's talking to.
Yes, sir. Right. Amen.
Hello.
Good.
Amen. Wonder who he's talking to. You reckon he's talking to the one down the street selling the pornography?
Come on.
Nope. He's talking to the child of God going in there buying.
Come on, preacher.
Hello.
Amen.
You reckon he's talking to the store owner down the street selling the booze? He's talking to the child of God sneaking in down there buying. Somebody say
amen.
Am I talking right?
Amen.
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 You reckon he's talking to that worldly adulterer or adulteress out there? Oh, no. He's talking to a child of God and stepping out on their steps.
Somebody
say amen. Talking right.
Amen.
Amen. Reckon he's talking to the abomination, the homosexual out there. people would call by my name and humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways.
Amen.
Buddy, we got a ways to turn.
Amen.
Somebody said, I ain't doing none of that yet, but you're a lying, backstabbing, gossip-toting, hello, church-bashing,